This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The issue of attitude really revolves and revolved around the whole concept. Again, we come almost full circle, which is the issue of identity. So one aspect of identity is my word is law, but it comes also from this belief that me first. Whereas Islam and Islam's approach has always been the other one first. Now the point I want to make to you is this. We are not talking here about selflessness. We are not talking here about altruism, although this looks like that. We are talking here about what I call positive selfishness. And the reason I call it positive selfishness and why I want to make a point here is because at the end of the day, what motivates the human being is WIIFM. What's in it for me? The only FM station everybody listens to is which FM station? WIIFM. What's in it for me? The dalil from the Quran about this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu hal adullukum ala tijaratin tunjikum min adabin alim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked a question relating to the individual and the individual's desire. O you who believe, shall I show you a trait which will save you from a grievous punishment? What comes thereafter? Allah could have said this without this particular sentence. Straight away Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have said what he wanted to say, which is the ayat which comes after this. But Allah did not do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows our psychology because he created it. And therefore Allah is first drawing our attention, and to draw our attention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using our own self-interest as the way to draw attention. There are many ahadith of Rasulullah where he began with this question to the Sahaba. Shall I tell you this? Shall I show you this? Shall I tell you which is better? Our mother Sayyida Maimuna radiallahu anha one day prayed Salatul Fajr with Rasulullah, and then Nabi Sallallahu left her house and he went out, and he came back close to the time for Salatul Zuhr. So when he returned, he found her sitting in the same place. So he was surprised. And he said to her, have you been sitting here from the time I left you in the morning? Now remember, from the time of Salatul Fajr, especially in the Middle East, to Salatul Zuhr is a very long time. So Salatul Fajr is maybe around 5:30 in the morning, and Salatul Zuhr is around say 12:30. So we are talking about at least 4 to 5 hours, maybe even 6 hours. So he said, have you been sitting here this whole time? She said, yes. He said, what were you doing? She said, I was making zikr, Ya Rasulullah. So he says, shall I tell you something which is better? Something which will give you more reward than this, but it's only 4 kalimat, 4 sentences. She said, please tell me. This is the teaching of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his method, where he would first draw attention to the benefit of something before presenting it. Because when you draw attention to the benefit of something, then people immediately, their attention is drawn towards that, they want to listen to that because now they see maybe I will gain something from this. So he said, say the following. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi adada khalqihi wa rida nafsihi wa zinata arshihi wa midada kalimatihi. He said, say this 4 times. And Allah will give you the reward of 5-6 hours of dhikr. So when we learn, what must we do? Practice. So let us do it now. Straight away. No need to wait.
Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi adada khalqihi wa rida nafsihi wa zinata arshihi wa midada kalimatihi. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi adada khalqihi wa rida nafsihi wa zinata arshihi wa midada kalimatihi. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi adada khalqihi wa rida nafsihi wa zinata arshihi wa midada kalimatihi.
Last time.
Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi adada khalqihi wa rida nafsihi wa zinata arshihi wa midada kalimatihi.
We ask Allah for his rida. See the beautiful adhkar of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. See this one. This one is the dhikr of Allah which glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat. In words which are impossible to describe except in the words of the Nabi alayhi salam. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. All glory and magnificence and purity and all praise and thanks is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. How much? Adada khalqi. Equal to the count of all that He created. The purpose of dhikr is to reflect. Not simply to say it. Reflect. How much of praise and how much of thanks? Equal to the number of things that He created. We don't even know how many things He created. That we have no clue. But even if we look at what we know, we are sitting here, look outside, there is a hedge. I'm not talking about the big trees. That little hedge is down below. Do you know how many leaves there are in that? Do you know how many grains of sand are there in the earth in which that plant is there? So reflect. Keep on looking. Blades of grass. Waves in the ocean. Breeze blowing, radio waves. It's all creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I can list endlessly. And remember, I'm not even talking about the animals and the human beings. These are small numbers. Just small numbers. Compared to the grains of sand, how many animals are there? Adada khalqi. Warida nafsi, how much praise, how much thanks, until you are pleased. Until you are pleased. Wazinata arshi, according to the weight of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wamidada kalimati, equal to the ink that is required to write the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To write the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See the beauty of the dhikr. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to teach like this. He used to teach in ways where he would ask people, he would draw attention to their interest, and then he would tell them what he had to tell them. So now, when we are looking at attitude, as I said, we are not looking at selflessness because there is no such thing. We are not looking at altruism, which is doing benefit for others only without any benefit to yourself, because there is no such thing. Islam is real. Islam is a realistic religion. It's real. Islam recognizes that when we do good for others, we benefit much more than them. We benefit from, as a human being, you benefit from the contentment it gives to your heart. You benefit when you see the smile on somebody's face. You benefit when the other person, you see that you have relieved their suffering. It makes you feel happy. It makes you feel at peace. And then, of course, in terms of the Akhirah, the minimum that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives is 1:10. And then in the ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, He gives 1:700. And then Allah said, يُضَعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ يُضَعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ Allah will increase according to His grace and majesty. Which means there is no boundary to that. Any amount. And remember, this reward is not only in the Akhirah. This reward is in the dunya wal Akhirah. So when we say putting others first, first and foremost, let us understand that we are not doing anybody any favor. When you are putting others first, you benefit. More than them, you benefit. You gave that person 20 naira, he only got 20 naira. You got 10 times 2,000 naira worth of benefit, and that is at the minimum level. Maybe Allah gave you 14,000 naira and then Allah gave you without hisab for giving 20 bucks to somebody. And then on the day of judgment, this you will find in your book of deeds before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. So who is actually gaining? And that's the reason why I say forget the word sacrifice, no such thing. Sacrifice is tandoori chicken. That's it. Because the chicken lost its life, it got nothing in return, you ate the chicken. So tandoori chicken is sacrifice. No? Everything else has a return. Whatever you do has a return. And the return comes from the people and the return comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, both. Now, in that context, see what we learn from the Salaf al-Salihin. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's generosity, of course, has no bounds, and we know so many things. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to give and give and give and give and give. One time they were coming back from one of the ghazwat, and one of the companions of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was riding a camel, which was a very weak-looking camel, and it was very slow. So the animal was weak and slow. So Rasulullah ﷺ pulled his camel back next to this man, and he said to him, he started talking to him, and he was joking with him. So he said to him, now when you go home, I'm sure your wife must be so happy that you are coming back. And she would have put out, you know, good carpets and cushions and things for you. He said, Ya Rasulullah, where carpets, which cushions? I got nothing. I'm a poor man. And of course, my wife will be happy, but we don't have all these luxuries. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he asked him more. So he said that he married this lady who was much older than him, because he had sisters. Father died, mother died, he needed somebody to look after them, so he married this lady more as a caretaker for the rest of his family. So this lady was there. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to him, will you race with me? He said, Ya Rasulullah, this camel is not moving, how will I race with you? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no, let's exchange. You ride my camel, I will ride your camel. Then we'll race. So he said, okay. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam changed. He went on to this man's camel, this weak camel, and this man was riding Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's camel. Now as soon as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mounted this camel became the fastest camel in the whole place. It started running right in the front. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to him, sell me this camel. He said, Ya Rasulullah, you want the camel, please take it. He said, no, you have to sell it to me. So then there was this whole conversation. How much? 1 dirham, 2 dirham, 10 dirham, 15 dirham, what not. Finally, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam kept on pushing him. He said, no, there's two less. Finally, he agreed on a price which was very high in gold. So when they got to Medina, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave the gold to Bilal radiallahu anhu, and he said, no, when they got to Medina, they went their individual ways home, and then next morning Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw this camel was tied outside his house. Because the camel was bought, the man brought it and tied it outside his house. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave the gold to Bilal radiallahu anhu, and he said, go and give the gold to this man and give this camel back and tell him that this is my gift. Putting somebody else ahead of him. Another story of another sahabi, I forget the name. He went to the market, he saw there was a man who was standing with his horse, which was for sale. So this person asked him, he said, how much for the horse? And the man said, 400 dirham or dinar, I don't know which, whatever it was, 400 dinar. So the sahib said, can I ride the horse to test it? I said, yes, please. He rode the horse, came back. He said, the price of this horse is not 400. Now, normally, if that conversation, what do you expect? You think that he's going to drive it down, right, price? That's what normally it means. He said, the price of this horse is not 400. So the seller, he said, well, how much would you like to give? So he said, no, increase the price. Increase the price, it's not 400. So now the seller is very surprised. He said, increase the price? I thought you were telling me decrease the price. No, increase the price. This horse is worth more than that. Increase the price. So he said, okay, 500. He said, no. This is worth more than that. Increase the price. He said, 6. He said, no. Increase. He said, 7. He said, no. He said, 800 dinar. He said, yes. Then he said, why are you selling this horse for 400 dinar when you know the price is 800? So the sahib said, because the man who was selling, he said, because I am in need. I have a problem, I am in need. I have to sell the horse. And if I ask for the actual price, maybe nobody will give it, so I am selling it cheap. So he said, no, here is 800 dinar. I buy the horse for 800. So this man now said, tell me, I was selling the horse because I had a need and so on and so on. Why did you pay more for it? You got a but. You know it is worth 800. I also know it's worth 800. But I asked you for 400. You did not bargain or anything. I asked you for that money. You could have given me 400 and thought, okay, I've got a great bargain, I'm going home. Why did you insist and why did you pay me the real price? He said, because Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us not to take advantage of others. He said, I want your horse. I don't want your problem. I'm buying your horse. I'm not buying your problem. So I pay you what the horse is worth. Issue of putting others first, you are the beneficiary.